Hey, Short Porch listeners, you can find us every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude.
Go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Now batting for the Yankees, number 2, Derek Jeter.
It's his final game with a walk-off single. Derek Jeter, where fantasy becomes reality. Did you have any doubt?
There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
All rise. Here comes the judge. It is Gleyber Day. And he is the Gleyber of the month.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome to another edition of the Short Porch presented by Barstool Sports. We're in studio. Not Marty Mush. He's still, I don't even know where, but Tommy's right here. Noah's sitting over there. TJ on the ones and twos. Second half of the season. Here we go.
Yeah. let's go. Woo. No.
Have you gotten over it? Have you gotten over Sunday?
Yeah, I think you have to put things in the rear view.
I don't know how you put that one.
No, this is like, I'm gonna sound like a coach right now. You got what happened is a loss, but guess what? It counts in the standings as any other loss, one at a time.
Positive, Tommy.
And
what
now
the fuck
we
is wrong with you?
Now we have to focus on one game at a time, handle the task at hand, the team that we're playing tonight. That's all we can
you
focus on.
You sound like Boone right now.
One day at a time. I love the effort I'm seeing out of these guys. We're
so close.
We're controlling the
zone.
We're
real close.
We're close to turning a corner. And
good swings out there.
Yeah, we're having some good swings. We're making some good contact. Maybe I'll be positive. Maybe I will be positive in the second half.
I don't think you will.
I will start off as positive until they're
because they haven't
like
played any games.
1-0 in the second.
Yeah, they quite little. Yeah, if Gary Sanchez strikes out, there's fat fuck.
But I'm starting off positive second half.
All right.
That's a spur of the moment decision I just made, and I might regret it. Like I said, within a half hour on Thursday night. But for now, I will be positive, Tommy.
All right. Sure. I'll try and believe that for a split second here.
Three out in the loss
column. What?
Only three out in the loss column of a wild card.
Oh, it's like the division's currently case.
Just get in. Yeah, get in and win. There. The talent on this team, we get into the playoffs, you get into the tournament, anything can happen.
What's going on here? What's happening? We talk about, like, should it be buyers or sellers, whatever. You're going to know in 10 days, like eight against Boston in the next 11 games, I believe is, or eight in the next 10. I think they have a 2-game series against the Phillies. You're going to know everything you need to know. Like it will be there. Is this a real team? Can they win a game against the Boston Red Sox, or are they just going to lie down and not come out or anything?
I really hope that the Yankees either over the next 15 or so games either go like 12-3 or 3-12. We either have to clearly establish the ourselves as seller, as buyers or as sellers. If the Yankees are like 8-7 over the next 15 and it's still the same thing where some nights they look good, some nights they look like just lifeless losers. That's first half Tommy talking. If it's just a mix of those things and you really don't know where to go and then you're in a weird in-between by the deadline, that's the worst case scenario. So either come out of the gate hot or come out fucking terrible and make a decision from there.
Because the schedule is, so obviously I said 8-10 Boston, splitting 4 in the stadium, 4 in Boston, and then 3 at Tampa. After that is a very winnable stretch, and that involves So, like, you're going to know after that Tampa.
We're going to be hearing about that winnable stretch of games. Like, if the Yankees struggle in this stretch, they might not sell because they'll say, like, oh, we have a
easy schedule coming. They're not selling. As much as, well, like,
define selling.
I don't think Cashman's going to sell. I don't think Hal is going to. No, I don't think define selling would be offloading Chapman, Britton, and you try to get rid of Clint, I guess, and maybe a full sell would be like Voit, I think.
Right. I don't think that's
a Voit type situation.
But
a Gio, like, you're not doing that. Those guys are going to be Loaisiga. You're not. No, like, that's, those guys are staying here. But you're going to know in that stretch when they finish their game on the 29th against Tampa. It's like, okay, if they're in a positive situation from now until then, then Cash is going to be aggressive, and then you're looking at three against Miami, three against Baltimore, four against Seattle, three against Kansas City. It's like, if they are able to have a positive stretch here, then you add, and then you have that stretch. It's like, okay, they can get right back in the thick of things. But that's neither here or there. They have to fucking beat the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
They just have to.
They have to win 3 out of 4 this weekend. That's, yeah. I'm not even, like, even if
it's not
if,
a prediction. It's like, if you want to even consider yourself a real fucking team, you got to just fucking beat the Boston
Red Sox. I won't be happy with a split. Split, I will treat it as a lost series, because when you're...
You see that opening line, by the way, tomorrow night?
No, what is it?
-188. Why does Vegas keep doing this?
For the Yankees?
Yep. Montgomery against E-Rod.
I was about to say, is Cole pitching somehow?
No, Montgomery against E-Rod. I think they're holding Cole until Saturday. I don't think they've officially announced anything, but I saw... ESPN doesn't have it, but I thought another app did
say Tyone
Fry.
I know I'm positive, Tommy, but if I was in a Barstool Sportsbook state, I'd be looking at that value on the Red Sox big time. I mean, that's something. But, yeah, no, you have to win 3 out of 4.
Okay, now this says 140. Last night it was 180, so maybe it's dropped since then. It opened at 180. It's now dropped to 140. So people are betting Boston. But the Yankees are still a favorite.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, 3 out of 4 is really the... So four... You got to win 4 out of 6. Friday. You got to go 4-2 between the... No, let's go one series at a time. One series at a time. Set goals.
Yeah, 3 or 4. You win 3 out of 4. You got to win baseball series. And they have done... Listen, the last 2 weeks, they beat the Astros. They took the series, and they took the series against Seattle.
Yeah.
So it's like they...
you're at home.
It was a good week if you actually look... Don't look at like how Sunday was lost. It was a good week, but it's, you had to win Sunday.
You're at home. You're in the Bronx.
Yep.
Do to the Red Sox what they just did to you with their stadium, basically.
Listen, like, if you just look at the Red Sox rotation, I know they've had good years. But, like, E-Rod, Perez, Yavaldi, and Pivetta, you should fucking be able to beat those guys. I know they're not. They haven't done that. But, like, it's not like Chris Sale, like,
oh,
you know, like prime
Pedro,
Chris Sale.
Kurt Schilling.
Right, it's
no, like this
well,
is,
come on.
John Lester. Like, come this is on. These are all very beatable.
And that's probably why Vegas has them the favorite, or Vegas just knows that people are just going to bet the Yankees at all time. Like, we can just set the number wherever we want, and people are going to take it. But, man, put up or shut up. It's a big stretch coming out of the gate here. We're going to talk about All-Star Weekend real quick. Before that, though, I want to talk to you about our friends at Manscaped. Summer is here, and it is hot as balls outside. No pun intended what I'm about to even talk to you about here, but are you ready to unveil
Was that intended, though?
Maybe, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you ready to unveil your beach spot, Thomas? You've been at the beach. Have you gone to the beach in the Shore House?
Yeah,
just
I went
been
to
staying
the beach.
Inside?
I went to the beach for like an hour before it started raining. Okay. My beach spot's not fully ready yet. It's not fully ready. If you know, the pandemic really slowed me down. I don't know how long I could keep using that excuse, but it really hurt my gym progress.
Okay.
Like, a year and a half ago, almost. So not fully ready, but Manscaped might help me out.
Our friends at Manscaped are very dear, dearly beloved friends at Manscaped. They just launched their 4th generation performance package, which includes the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right. 4.0. Compliment your summer bod with a trim from the leaders in male grooming. The sun is shining, and calling your name, fellas. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, and get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code PORCH. 20% off when you go to manscaped.com. Get your free shipping as well. It's a no-brainer there.
I was just saying before the show, it's a little, it's, we had swamp ass season. It's a little.
You were. You literally came in here hot.
It's uncomfortable down there. You have to groom down there. It's the most important season to groom, whether it's hot boy summer and you're being hot boy out there, or just for your own personal comfort. Like, you need to take care of things down there in this heat.
I gotta say also, like, I really hope my mom isn't listening to this episode, but like, when you cut yourself down there with like a trimmer, it's a disaster.
It
like, you know, if you know, like, hey, I'm gonna like see a girl, like I want to look nice, whatever, and then you cut yourself, like, well, there goes that
one.
Can't
nick.
Have sex. I mean,
one bleeding. Nick, and I'm afraid I'm gonna bleed out.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, it's not even that. It's just like, well, bleeding out. Yeah, that's just like you. Your mind turns to like, you walk under a ladder. I heard,
right,
and now
yeah.
you're scared of ladders falling.
Well, I mean,
on
that,
you
that's a
the
fair
city.
Fear. Yeah.
Okay. but like, you nick one little thing, and then all of a sudden, a little bit of blood comes. You're like, well. Can't have sex tonight. Later, there goes that. So you want to take that all out. You don't need that fear. And with the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0, inside it, you got the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. You got the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, which is very important, by the way. Ear and nose hair is disgusting. People,
yeah.
That's a like, you see that, girl sees, runs the other way. No
yeah,
chance. No. And then they've also got the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, the Crop Reviver Toner, the Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. All that inside the Performance Package 4.0. I mean, you can't beat that. So, right, once again, manscaped.com. It's going to get you 20% off plus free shipping when you use code PORCH. Just, it's a no-brainer. So go do that. We're talking about summer bods. I currently can't lift my arms above my head.
Why?
I am so sunburnt. And a problem I have.
Say you were like going to the gym.
No,
you're sore.
No. I am so somber, and I've been back from Myrtle Beach for quite a few days now.
You were there for like 36 hours.
Like, I quite literally was only tanning for one day,
yeah.
But I have a problem where I'm just an idiot. So I put the aloe on, but then there's nothing more fun than like peeling or whatever. Like, and I just
more
keep,
fun.
No, it's like you whoop. You'll take
I don't like it.
I'm feeling right now, and I relate to that. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's like
it's so uncomfortable.
No. Not the.
Oh, you mean
not the painful?
You
when
just
the
like pulling
like
dead skin off.
That's
yeah,
what I'm talking
okay,
about.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not talking about like saw shit.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, it's terrible.
Yeah.
And I was doing it so badly last night in bed, and then more this morning. And then Nate pointed out to me, he's like, "Dude, you're literally like fucking bleeding. Like, what are you doing?" So I had to go to CVS. I went to go to Aloe.
I was going to say CityMD, and I was going to say, I know I'm
a
hypochondriac.
No. Now
but Jesus.
I'm like fucking bandaged up.
Oh, my God.
You really are.
Shit.
Oh, it's terrible. I haven't shown you the picture yet. My like original sunburn picture. You're going to laugh. I won't put this on social media. But it was real. I mean. Oh. So bad.
I can see it from here. It's like literally as red as your hat.
You have to. How much could I pay you to tweet that?
I've embarrassed myself enough on Twitter and all that. I don't need to do that. But it was bad. Just know that, like, see my color of my hat? Basically,
yeah.
That was, like, my skin for the most part. It was
yeah.
really bad. It's not painful, but I just have to physically stop. I'm, like, almost a patient in a mental hospital where, like, I need to be
strapped
up.
You need to be a straight
jacket. Yeah. So that's where I'm at. So I'm
You're
just,
like, the one of the dogs. They get, like, the dog collar.
I need a cone.
Thing, the cone.
I need a cone
yeah,
around
stop
my head, but, like, with my
them.
Hands or something
yeah.
like that. Some
Cone hands.
Cone hands. Not good. So that, I'm dealing with that. When I walk, you can probably notice that, like, I can't, like, I'm a fucking mess. Transition back to the Yankees. Jason Dominguez called up. Promoted already. He's at Low A Tampa. He's not moving anywhere. What he was just doing was in the same facility. But now he's going to be playing in games every day. A lot of fun. Debuted. What's today? Today's Wednesday. So he debuted on Tuesday. I think his first at bat, he was out. He also played in the Futures game, by the way. Didn't do anything. Hit a rocket to third. That was fun. Medina pitched as well. But Dominguez last night in Low A Tampa rips an RBI double. Down the line, people are kind of making fun of him. He doesn't know how to run the bases, and he still ended up at second safely. I think one, the guy was really nervous. I think two, it was like a weird ball down the line. I don't know if you saw it, but like you couldn't tell if it was fair initially, and he was out of the box a little slow.
Don't critique
Jason Dominguez's base running in game one of Low A Tampa. What are we doing?
I'm sure he know. I'm sure he'll figure out. I'm sure he knows how to run the bases, and if not. I'm sure I'll figure it out. This man could do anything.
He's also really fast, which is cool.
It is going to – I wonder – I mean, obviously this year it's not going to happen. But do you think there is any point next year where like bring up Jason Dominguez? Or do you think it's still 2023?
I think it's at minimum 2023, and it could be 2024.
No, but by 2023,
the Yankees take so long.
No, but by 2023, it'll
they'll
be
clamoring for him. I mean, it kind of depends what the situation the team's in at that point. Like, if we're still somehow rooting for Aaron Hicks.
I can see this time
imagine
next
we're still
year.
Rooting for Aaron Hicks in, like, 2023.
I mean, he's under contract, though.
Correct. Right? He's still actually on the team. I think
I could see there being a time next year in, like, September call-ups where people
no chance.
I was going to say, if this, and I'm not being trying to be a first-half Tommy.
Oh, my God,
Tommy.
He's through 2025, Aaron Hicks.
You know,
club option. They won't even.
Yankee for life.
Oh my God.
If this first half becomes a trend over the rest of this year and next year, I could see them calling him up late next year.
No, but why rush it? Why start his clock? They would never start his clock if they didn't have to.
I get what you're saying, but then the other side is maybe if they're a contender and he's going to help when it's more.
The only scenario he would get called up is if they're like there and they just need a little bit of a boost.
Yeah.
And this is not this year, and I don't think it's next year either. I think maybe we're talking 2023. But you're looking late 2023 to early 2024.
I bet that Jason Dominguez goes into 2023 spring training with a chance.
Fighting for a job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron Hicks would have to, like, be paralyzed.
It's not about Aaron Hicks. It's about Jason Dominguez.
Okay.
If he progresses
through
the minors.
He's not going anywhere. I think it would be stunning if he somehow moved up. And I think he's going to chill in Tampa the rest of the year. Then you're talking high A to start 2022.
Right.
Which is Hudson Valley. And then
assume he ends up in double A.
So then
at some
I think
point.
In 20. So that's the start next year would be Hudson Valley. That would be my guess. And then you could possibly get a Somerset promotion midway through there. If he just continues to do this, no injuries, all that.
That's probably what they're expecting, is that.
So then he'll finish the year in double A in 2022. And I guess at that point, if he were to start the year.
And it's not impossible for him to get to three levels next year.
No. If he's everything he's built out to be, which we're definitely overhyping him for, and that's our fault. But, okay, so you're looking at late 2023 in my mind, but realistically 2024.
Based
off of every other person, like Aaron Judge, and like, I don't know, they're just.
I would imagine.
If we have Barstool Sportsbook odds, when is Jason Dominguez's MLB debut? What year? 2023 has got to be like minus.
Oh, you don't think it's? You think
500? Just during 2023.
I don't think that's accurate.
You think it's 2024? Is the favorite?
I think 2024 is minus for sure.
2023 is definitely
minus.
Yes, he'll be. Jason Dominguez will be a Yankee at some point by 2023, even if it's midseason, late.
How long
season.
Was Glaver?
He's in the futures game already.
Yeah,
I thought that was
like a media thing. Yeah. I feel like that was whatever. I don't know how like the nominations for that go. I feel like they
Glaber
just put him in there because he's hyped.
Was in Tampa in 2016, and then he didn't get called up till actually he kind of progressed pretty quick.
Yeah,
Glaber was in high A in 2016, made his way to the majors in 2018. Okay, that's not correct. Okay, all right, so maybe 2023, but I still don't think it's. I think it's probably even money. 2023 minus money.
I think 2023 is the most.
Whatever. I'm excited to see the guy play. Yeah. We're going to see videos of this guy. Follow this guy, Eli Fishman. He gets every video of this guy. He's a minor league baseball writer. He generally looks like he's 12 years old. I have no idea how. Okay, it actually says Ithaca College 2025. What does that make him?
A freshman.
So he's like 18.
No.
He's probably
he's not even a freshman.
So he's Dominguez's age. That's hilarious. This guy's the same age as Dominguez.
What if he's like LeBron, like LeBron's Brian Windhorst? He just follows like Jason Dominguez.
That's me.
From
genius.
Right now.
A genius.
It's genius. What is his name again?
Eli Fishman.
Eli Fishman, if this is your plan, you are a genius.
At Eli.
Also get us an interview with him if that happens.
At Eli J. Fishman on Twitter. Follow me. He's doing not just Dominguez stuff too. He's doing everything. Game's been. The Tarpoons are delayed today.
He says he's so young. It's crazy.
So this game has been delayed. Oh shit! Starts in 15 minutes. We're gonna get a Dominguez at bat during the podcast, and Eli will be the one to deliver it to us. He might be. He's dangerously close to becoming turn my notifications on for this guy. I want to see when Dominguez does anything. But shout out Eli Fishman. Okay, in terms of current Yankee stuff, instead of 2023, Home Run Derby, All-Star Game just happened. Ohtani is the star. Tad underwhelming, I think, for what, you know, definitely. Losing the first round of the Home Run Derby. He did pitch a scoreless first inning, and he didn't get a hit. So, yeah, underwhelming.
Hey, I'm bringing back the Ohtani can't handle the spotlight take that we had when he chose to not come to the Yankees because he wanted to go to Anaheim. Okay, Home Run Derby, it's all about him.
Stephen A. over
no,
here.
No, no. I'm not saying anything about his English-speaking ability. I'm just saying he can't handle a spotlight. It's all about him Monday. Kind of stunk. First debut Yankee Stadium pitching. He couldn't get out of the first inning.
I will say it's crazy. His ERA is almost 4. If you take out the Yankee start, it's like 2.5.
Yeah.
That's how much. And the Yankees lost that game.
Bright lights. Maybe not for Shohei.
How do we lose that game? I've said that like 10 times this year. But I don't know. The Yankees didn't really do a whole lot. Garrett Cole obviously didn't pitch. He was chilling there. Caden Cole was there with Amy. They look great. Great family.
God, that was so unnecessary, you weirdo.
People were talking about him. His glasses, he looked like a rock star.
I don't know what we've moved on from Amy to the kid now.
Caden's awesome. Fuck you. Yeah. What else? Chapman didn't pitch. Was there any thought? I thought
I hope
Cash
we get Garrett Cole on the show one day and say, like, hey, Garrett, do you think it's weird that like every episode Hub says how beautiful your
I haven't
is
talked about
and
his
how
family
cute your child is?
You know, like when Robbie did his haven't come in this many days or whatever?
Yeah. You haven't talked about the family.
Yeah, it's been a while. But anyways, was there any thought watching the All-Star game? I don't know. It was tough. It was a very boring All-Star game.
So boring.
There was not a lot going on.
I wish it's – I know we all hated it when it did, but I wish it still decided home field advantage.
But it can't.
But it can.
But it can't.
There's something about then that night where it's like the best players from the best teams going out there and putting on for their team and their league.
It's supposed to be a nice, relaxing week, and now it decides the home – like it can't.
It just had an extra midsummer classic. It had an extra layer.
It should decide something else, though. It should decide something else, but I don't know
what else could
possibly be. I don't know.
It was the best All-Star game because it had a meaning. Every other All-Star game.
It felt so important.
I get it. Listen, I'm with you, but I do see, like it can't. You can't make it decide the All-Star. Like, it's supposed to be a nice, relaxing weekend for these guys. Now it's, like,
but I mean, hey,
as important as anything. And then you're asking a guy in, like, the Tigers to try as much as a guy in the Yankees. That guy's had motivation.
Still. I don't know. Because it's not like – I know – how often, though, is it a drastic win difference – between the AL team and the NL team, where it's like one team won 104 games and the other one 90, something like that. Like they're usually relatively close ish, and you know there's differences between playing in the AL and playing in the NL, and maybe if the team with less wins is playing in the tougher league, then that team would have won the All-Star game and offset it. I don't know.
I guess it was still a very boring All-Star game, but was there any thought in your mind like, oh my God, Chapman's going to come into this game?
I thought he was going to put him in the ninth and then just leave him out there to dry.
I can't believe
just
Cash
until
didn't
he blew
do
the
that.
Game.
I can't believe
I
Kevin. I'm sure Aaron Boone like told him like, no, you can't use him.
But to fuck over the Yankees and how much he hates Chapman.
And he hates Chapman. Yeah.
Right. If I was Cash there, I'd put Chapman in the ninth and just let him play.
I was so nervous. And then he brings in – who the fuck did he bring in? Hendricks. So thank God. Thank God for Hendricks being there. But yeah, I really thought Chapman was available, they said. So I certainly didn't need that. Cole didn't pitch, obviously.
It was cool. Judge was the cleanup hitter.
Judge, cleanup hitter, made a nice catch in right field. They were cowards. They didn't want to pitch to him, really. Didn't get anything to hit all game. That was cool.
Pete Alonso doesn't care about cancer.
Pete Alonso
patients.
Is pro-cancer, it
pro
appears. ISIS. And he hates children. He tore the kid's ACL in the outfield, so that's very obvious.
And dance on his grave. Like, he tore his outfield, his ACL, and then like Pete was dancing on his grave.
Yeah,
Pete's like, Pete's just doing this.
Yeah.
He's like, dead child in center field.
His next like year is like ruined. Pete's
there was
like
a really funny tweet, I gotta find it, about him. It's like Pete Alonso, a fiend, bro. He just watched a kid tear his ACL in the field, and he's beating a cancer survivor, and all he can do is bop his head and vibe. That's from at Banana Slapdick.
I'm happy that he did get karma, though. He was out celebrating the Home Run Derby or whatever, and I think the bar just closed on him. So.
And Pete Alonso, I know he's a Met, but I do think he's like kind of corny. Like, I think there's just something about him.
He's an absolute
king of corn.
Yeah,
are you kidding
like,
me? Of course. I mean,
that's not even Yankee.
People were saying this, too. Like, it looks like he's kind of hated. Like, no players were out there, like, celebrating with him. Everyone's hanging with everybody else. People
like,
kind of left Pete Alonso alone. It's like, yo, he's an arrogant asshole.
When he everybody wanted Trey to win because what a story.
Yeah.
When he had the 35 home run ground, I didn't even feel like the crowd was going as crazy as they usually do. I mean, the Hall of Fame Derby, I thought, was worse than usual because ESPN not having the distance graphic is like the most inexcusable thing maybe ever. How do you not, like, and how do you not,
all
after
10 for.
Minutes, see Twitter and be like, oh, yeah, we better.
Well, there's an over-under of 519.5 that everyone is chasing. Yeah. And
it was in the stadium after every home run. So if they have
the
that.
The thing you
signal,
tweeted is the way I stayed up today with it.
So I was producing
that
the stream
here. That thing was quicker
here.
Than the live TV, though.
Correct.
That's what
fucked me.
I
was producing the stream here, so everybody was freaking out about it, obviously. So I needed to find a way to, like, relay the longest home run. Because it's
what
like, it
do?
Should be the easy. There's this stats website that had, like, the live AWS.
But it
should be
the
easiest.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was like a pitcher two ahead.
I don't understand it should be the easiest event in the world to broadcast. Just show the home runs and tell us how
put
long
put a
it
giant
was.
Number.
Yeah.
It's the most simple thing
put the
in the
current
world.
Highest, yeah. Longest distance he's had, and then put the most recent.
It was like a quad box with the stats everywhere, but you couldn't see the fucking live pitch.
Did ESPN 2 have a better one going?
They were both. They were pretty much the same.
Was horrible, too. I like the rapid fire back and forth.
They missed
the ball
so
like.
Many pitches.
Well, also, I think the ML...
Well, the problem is that no one obeys the rule.
Right.
You actually do.
That was bullshit.
You do need to obey the rule. Like, not even for like the sake of like the home run derby sanctity, but for the people at home, like,
yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
They fucked up.
Three balls in the air at one time at one point.
They fucked up. Gallo, like, should have gotten an extra pitch.
Oh, yeah. Story hit
umpire,
way after. Yeah.
The umpire would, like,
Olson
put his hand
fucked.
Up, and then the ball, yeah. like, wasn't even close to land. He'd be like, you could go. I don't know what. The umpire was just, like, a feel thing. He'd be like, ah, this seems close enough to maybe landing.
Also,
no
one listens to the umpire anyways. Like, what's the umpire do? Just go out
but the umpire wasn't even
the
obeying
derby.
The rules this time.
And
that's
like,
why.
You want to talk about the All-Star Games not doesn't mean anything. There's $1 million on the line in the Home Run Derby. You kind of have to take it serious.
Yeah.
Winner gets – yeah. That's also probably why Pete tried. I mean, he makes 660 or whatever, and the winner gets $1 million. It kind of makes sense. But dude had cancer. It's a cool story. Just later – like hit like whatever – what are we at? 25? Hit 24 and lay your bat down and be like – this is for you.
Wow.
Be the
then you're a hero.
Moment.
Yeah.
To be an
no,
all-time
no.
moment.
And then do
no,
a stand-up
no,
to
no.
cancer thing.
You can't treat him like he's an invalid. Like, he's still
a put your bat down, give him a standing ovation.
I think he'd be insulted by that. He'd be like, look, yeah, bro, I had cancer. I beat it. I'm back. Don't treat me like I'm disabled.
He'd win $1 million. I don't think he'd say that. He'd be sick. Or at least give him the whatever the trophy is. They give you a bat or something.
Spinner
like that.
Chain.
The spinner chain. Give him the spinner chain or something. Fucking poor Mancini.
I was saying Mancini, but like the correct
Mancini.
The correct Italian pronunciation is Mancini.
If people can Italy, pronounce the last name however they want.
Yeah, so I'm pronouncing it Mancini.
But that's not how he pronounces his name.
Okay, well, he should take an Italian class.
That was Glennie's point also, because he, you know, Alonso's not Italian.
Yeah.
At all, and his last name ends with
it
a vowel.
It doesn't sound like an Italian last name, though.
Alonso.
Mm. There's
Alonso.
A difference there. I know it's the vowel, but it doesn't seem Italian.
Alonso.
Pete, too. It's not an Italian name.
What's his
Pietro?
Nationality?
Yeah. Not Pete.
What is his nationality? Ethnic background. Spanish. He's Spanish.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
they're
his
from
paternal
Florida.
Grandfather, Peter Conrad Alonso, fled his hometown of Barcelona during the Spanish Civil War and settled in Queens, New York. He is not Italian. He is of Spanish heritage.
Nice.
Interesting.
Okay.
The more you know. That's about it for All-Star Weekend for the most part.
Oh, I had one. The Futures game, Jorge Masvidal wore a Yankees jersey, even though he's like the face of Miami-Dade County.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Huh.
A lot of people in Miami are probably Yankee fans.
Yeah, that's like, I forget who's. I think Ev said that.
Medina looked really cool, throwing like 102 miles an hour or something. Would like him to come up soon. We're going to talk second half of the season. Before that, talk to you about how you're going to get to the second half of the season. It's TickPick. TickPick is the original no-fee ticket site that guarantees the best prices on tickets to every game. Why would you pay more on other ticket sites when you get those same seats on TickPick for better prices? Everyone hates, like, when you check, you hit checkout, and all of a sudden, boom, you hit with, like, $80, and you're like, where did this come from? This is more than the original seat.
Like I said, I'm making my return to Yankee Stadium next week. I bought tickets for my dad
for
Father's
Day. Oh, you finally, so you really are positive now.
Well, I did this, like, a month. I picked the worst possible time. Like, if I had waited when the Yankees really went downhill and used tick pick, I could be going for a lot cheaper.
100%. But yeah, I'm pumped to get back to the stadium for the second half. Cheer these guys on. Tick pick should be the only ticket site you use and you'll need from now on when you're looking for tickets to see the Bronx Bombers play. Tick pick, it's the only major no-fee ticket site that doesn't charge any service fees on tickets to any live event. Period. This lets them guarantee the best prices on their tickets. So why even waste your time comparing tickets, ticket prices at all sorts of different sites anymore? There's no reason to. So TickPick should be your first choice to buy tickets because they save fans money by never charging any service fees ever. Visit TickPick.com. That's TickPick.com/porch today for $10 off your first order on Yankees tickets, or download their app and use promo code porch at checkout. Once again, tickpick.com/porch for $10 off your first order, or use their app and promo code porch. We'll see you at the stadium. Second half of the season. I think this is very interesting to start off, and I brought this up to you right before the show started. You're unaware. Brendan Beck from Stanford, the Yankees' second round pick. He actually pitched in the College World Series. You were at the game, I'm sure. Stanford,
yeah,
Vanderbilt.
Pretty much every game. Yeah.
Now, he was on the losing side and kind of lost the game for them with the wild pitch. But we're going to forget that. But he was also really, really good. And his miles per hour were ticked up. I mean, he usually sits 92, 93. He was throwing 96 out of the bullpen there. They think he's just a complete pitcher, and he really just needs innings. And they think that he can get called up this year.
That's just impossible.
They think this year.
Didn't this happen? I feel like this happened a couple years
Lindgren.
Ago.
Lindgren.
Yeah. Okay.
Lindgren was the, yeah. And obviously.
Did he end up coming up?
Why do I feel like he.
It was like a thing where it was like, this guy's going to be ready.
Didn't he need Tommy John?
Probably.
Was it Jacob Lindgren? That sounds right.
Jacob or Josh, something with
Jacob
a J.
Jacob Lindgren. Why do I think it was a disaster?
Because I knew the sound. There's like, oh, the Yankees, like, let's stop. Maybe we don't draft the guys who are just right ready for the major leagues.
Okay. Lindgren was selected in the second round, 55th overall pick, 2014 draft. On June 14th, he signed for $1 million signing bonus.
2014?
Yeah.
I would have guessed this was like 2 years ago.
Played 5 games for Gulf Coast before being promoted to Tampa, promoted to Trenton Thunder in August. Okay, I was right about Tommy John, but I don't think he was called up. When did he make his debut?
There was definitely chatter about him.
He got called up the next season. So he was called up. That's still very quick. He got drafted and was called up the following May. And then he did eventually need Tommy John. I
just remember there being chatter about someone where they just drafted. I think it was him.
It was him. It definitely was him. But the same stuff is happening right now. Brian Hoke tweeted that Beck could be already close to the majors, according to Damon Oppenheimer. They don't see much more development necessary. It's really just building up innings, which is crazy to me. And maybe he could be a piece out of the bullpen, which is sick. He's got four good pitches. He doesn't throw like gas. I think 96 is where he's topping out right now, and that could always build up. But I just kind of hope Cashman doesn't say this is our acquisition.
We had a draft pick. What are you talking about? We didn't do anything. Where did this guy
come from? But I mean, yeah, it'd be cool. He's also little history. When he was at this year, I think they had to play Texas Tech to get to the College World Series, and he made everyone at Stanford wear black because he said it was Texas Tech's funeral, and then they destroyed them.
I like that.
I think he shoved like 6 really good innings.
106 degrees that day, also. So they
I love that. So he's a psychopath. Yeah. He also, I believe, worked at Costco this year.
Nice.
During last year, he is a student athlete. Just working at Costco.
Right. You got to make
one year you're
somehow.
Working at Costco, the next year you're
pitching at Yankee Stadium.
Pitching
maybe.
At Yankee Stadium in important games. So yeah, keep an eye on Brendan Beck. That could be interesting. In terms of the rest of the season, so obviously we talk about the big stretch coming up here. Their next 11 of 13 are against Tampa or Boston. 8 of the next 10 are against Boston. We're going to be up there next week on Thursday. So if you're in Boston, there's going to be an event announced. So we'll be up there. Mush is even going to be taking his talents away from the Midwest, and I think he'll make his way up to Boston. That'll be nice. But that'll actually be my first trip up to Boston this year. Everyone's first trip. What are you most looking for? What's your number one storyline that, like, not going our way right now that needs to change?
Storyline? What do you mean? Like, where do they, I mean, they just have to ever,
don't
every,
say
anything,
but
everything.
I think one guy that just absolutely must just flip the script is Gleyber Torres.
I was going to say, yeah, him.
I mean,
DJ,
just figure
DJ,
it the
I
fuck
was
out.
Getting better. Him,
I'm not worried about DJ.
Well,
I think
but
DJ
I'm just saying, he was
DJ.
Getting better. If we have 2019 DJ, full second half, 2020 DJ in the full second half, that's a game changer. I think Glaber's a big one, and I think, I mean, if Chapman just
important.
A lost cause at this point, but...
So, here's the thing, and this is an immediate storyline. You got to start using Chapman again. You can't just have him not... like, and you got to use him in big spots, too. Like, just figure it out, man. Hopefully this time off, I wish Sunday went better, and, you know, maybe you should have used him, but I like that he was able to not be used for, like, a full... like, he hasn't pitched in a long time here. So, he's pitched since that Seattle game, right? The Wednesday Seattle game would be it.
Yeah. No, he didn't pitch in the Houston series.
Yeah, so he hasn't pitched. He hasn't pitched in 8 days when the series.
Sure, I mean, maybe some time off to clear his head mentally.
Just
body.
He just has to be better.
Yeah, I mean, do you use him right away in a high leverage? Is the why they're going to be back Thursday?
I don't
Thursday?
Know. I haven't heard an update. I don't think there's been an. Boone will probably talk.
Chapman has tomorrow. To become usable again. Whether that means that doesn't mean he only has to be a closer in high leverage situations, but you have to get him. You can't just have a guy you don't use. So Chapman,
you do a phantom IL.
You know what I wouldn't hate? I wouldn't hate one of those Giancarlo Stanton tears like that he had a little bit earlier in the season. I feel like he's been relatively quiet recently.
So when do they play an NL team?
End of July, they play Miami.
It's in Miami.
It's in Miami.
So is he going to be in the outfield?
That's what he was talking about earlier.
Team.
That he
was,
trying
was his target,
to build
right?
his body up.
Yeah.
Again, because don't know what that means. He's horrible. Yeah, he's so skinny.
Listen, he dodged that that line drive when he was at second base. He looked fairly athletic there. Didn't die.
Yeah.
Haven't heard.
He's athletic. He's Giancarlo Stanton.
I'm saying. So let's fucking go here.
Oh, wow. It's Marty.
Oh, you got to make me put headphones on, you prick.
What up, boys?
Oh, there he is. The Midwestern man.
Midwestern? I thought he was in Alabama.
Oh, the Southern man. Hello.
Yeah. How we doing?
What are you, in an Uber?
No, I'm in my fucking sick minivan
in
Alabama.
Is that Jake or Rico?
Mosh, Rico's right there.
Rico. Number one Yankee fan, Rico.
Yeah, we're going on the fucking coach's boat right now.
You have better phone quality right now and like coverage than you do in your own apartment.
Yeah, this is the clearest you've ever looked.
You're clearer than in like person.
I know, it makes no sense.
You going on the coach's boat?
Yeah, we're going to coach. We're going on a lake. He wants us to surf or some shit. Coach Oates, the Alabama
Nate
coach.
Oates from Buffalo.
Nate Oates, yeah.
Oh,
from
nice.
Buffalo.
While Marty's on, we should maybe update. This is when we should do our standings, maybe.
Oh yeah, TJ has our standings updates from our picks for the dinner. Apparently, we gotta. I don't even know what they are.
So, if anyone that doesn't remember, the start of the season, we picked a bunch of random Yankee stats. We'll have the most hits, most this,
we're
most
all
wins.
Basically very wrong.
Yeah. It's 14 questions, and then there's a tiebreaker.
It's just who's more wrong.
14 questions, 3 points for the person closest, 2 points for second, first point, 1 point for last. The loser of the three of us has to buy a group dinner.
How long do we have you for?
I think a good amount.
Okay. Well, I mean, we're in the second half of the show anyway, so... Yeah,
let's go category by category, maybe.
Yeah, I have all of it written down, and then what it's at now.
Okay.
I will say, so behind your guys' back, I put my own predictions for all of these after the episode ended. So
behind
I got the worst choice for all of them, but I am right on one already. Like, it's decided.
Okay.
Wow, that's sad.
So these predictions were made on March 24th. The first question was most hits by someone not named DJ LeMahieu.
Good thing we did that because you just lost.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe not.
Hubs had Luke Voit.
Won. Yeah, he still actually probably won.
Hubs had Luke Voit.
Fuck.
Tommy had Glaber. Marty had Gio. I had Aaron Hicks. Aaron Judge leads the team right now. 88.
So, but out of those, who's winning out of us?
None of you picked Aaron Judge.
No, but we have
God.
To establish.
That's not
did
the,
you not?
That's not the question.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
that's
it
the
is.
Now
the question is who has the most hits.
No.
Yeah, but we have to go through our picks, Marty.
We have a point system of who's closest.
Wait, so, did you establish a point system there?
Well, none of these are just only one of these are decided. Only one of these are even decided yet.
Yeah, but we still wanted. I thought we were going to have an updated points.
How can there be a points decision?
That's how it is. It's who's closest.
Yeah. So now out of Urshela, Voit, and Glaber, CU has the most hits out of those three, and which we get 32 like, and 1 points.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Voit's probably in last dead. Because he hasn't.
It's either Urshela or Glaber. It's probably Urshela.
LeMahieu, probably Judge, Urshela, right. Stanton, Torres, Sanchez.
Okay, so yeah, Marty would get right 3 points. I get 2. Hubs gets 1.
All right, we're going to have a big second.
What half. An God, unbelievable.
TJ was like, oh, yeah, I handled it all. I went through it. It'd be like, awesome. I have a TJ, spreadsheet. That's great. A spreadsheet with nothing on it.
Listen. Okay, the next question was total IL stints. So
are you now keeping these point systems?
I'll do it later. I'll figure it out.
All right. I'm gonna give us all
points
here.
We're
gonna
have a big second half for Voit here.
Who
did you pick for that? Aaron Hicks.
You're more dead than me.
Super dead.
I'm not gonna include you in these points, CJ, because you're not in the running for buying a dinner.
But he's going to the dinner.
Yeah, he's going to the dinner.
Yeah, we were nice enough to
have nice.
We said that.
Okay. Mush gets 3 points. I get 2. Hubs gets 1 for hits.
That's tentative, though.
Yes, I know it's
that'll change.
Yeah, we get that.
No, we.
I think that's why
we know the season's not over, TJ. Yeah. We just
so why give
like
out
a
points?
Feel of where we're at.
It's crazy that TJ's like, yeah, no, I don't. It just Aaron Judge's
it.
That's
yeah.
it.
I thought he had a 0 point breakdown.
Okay. All right, next
total injury listings after opening day.
Oh God.
Hubs had 19, Tommy had 23, Marty had 22, I said 18. There's been 10 so far.
Okay.
Okay, so that one is tough to give points
that
for.
One,
I understand
yeah,
we'll that.
If we get 9 IL, that'd be really bad. I'd be bad.
10 and 10.
I honestly thought the number would have been higher than 10, but it's
I
like,
feel good at 19. We're going to be healthy. We're going to be healthy people.
Are we sure it's
I have sources.
All right.
Kluber, right, so Schmidt, Loaiziga, Andujar, Frazier, Britton, King, O'Day, Severino, Hicks.
Because it was only once the start of the season to be hurt.
Yeah.
You said Stanton. So who had least there? Least to
me,
most?
Me. The big three.
Yeah.
Big three.
And then I had the most, right? So yeah. I'll count.
Most, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Number of Kluber plus tie-on starts. Hubs had 34. Tommy had 45.
Yikes.
Marty had 40. I said 41. It's 27 so far.
I'm not celebrating that. I'm not happy about that, but like I feel
that,
very good.
That's very up for grabs.
Oh, yeah.
Kluber's not coming back. It's basically how many starts does J-Mo make?
He could have another 10 to 12.
You're 7 away
Kluber
right now.
Kluber might come back for...
What's the second closest there? 40?
40.
Me.
So
yeah.
This is a little 13. Tough to do the points.
Okay.
But
but feeling... J-Mo's been
well,
helping.
First one was easy.
First one we definitely could have done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What's the next one?
Gerrit Cole strikeouts.
Oh my God.
Hubs 282. Tommy 285. Marty 333.
Oh!
I said 299. He's at 147.
Oh,
so
I feel great there.
I feel 330 is
tough.
330 is tough. He can't strike anybody out. I mean, aside from the Astros series, but before that, couldn't really strike anybody
out. I'm done
out.
With the points, by the way.
Because you're losing. I'm sneaky, like, feeling okay right
now. Scumbags.
What else?
Person to lead the team in home runs. Hubs had Stanton. Tommy had Judge. Oh, Marty had Voit. I said Gary. Judge is leading.
Good about
Stanton's,
that.
Stanton's in there, kind of, right?
Probably yeah, I mean.
That's not over.
No.
That's far from over. Because there could be injuries.
Judge has 21.
That. Yeah, okay.
Most wins by somebody not named Gerrit Cole. Hubs had Montgomery. Tommy had Tyon. Marty had Kluber. I had Herman.
God damn.
Loaiziga is leading.
That is a disaster. Of picking by us.
Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
winning between us? Me, right?
Probably you. Then me. Does Tyon even have more than Kluber?
I don't know. I know it's Loaiziga. I think it's Cole, Loaiziga, and then Chapman.
Jesus.
It's the top three right now.
Montgomery has 3 wins.
Montgomery only has 3. Then I might be.
J-Mo is
Tyon
4.
Has
no!
4.
J-Mo is 4.
Kluber also has 4.
Fuck.
Montgomery
all right,
is 3.
I'm still in it.
How is that possible? What are we doing?
That's crazy.
Montgomery, yeah. Thursday night. We got to pick this up, pal. Come on.
Next is total Brett Gardner starts.
Oh, my God.
This is the one that
bloodbath.
Yeah, Tommy is probably going to win.
He's at like 100.
Hubs has 48. Tommy had 70.
Depth.
Marty had 56.
Depth. What's he at right
now? I said 47. He's at 60 right now. So if he starts 4 more games, Tommy clinches.
He's already beaten me.
That started 60, right?
He started 60. So if he starts 4 more games, you win that.
What an asshole.
But right there is why we suck.
Yeah.
That is why we have worked.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a key indicator why the Yankees. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I'm happy with our pick still.
Clint, come on,
Gary Sanchez, home runs plus pass balls.
Oh, no.
Hubs had 42. Tommy had 43. Marty had 35. I said 50. He's at 19.
Shit.
15 home runs, 4 pass balls.
He's been a good catcher this year. Damn it.
This is the one that's decided already. Number of all-stars in 2021. Hubs said 6. Tommy said 5. Marty said 4. I said 3.
Marty won.
Marty wins.
Marty got 3.
Let's go.
It was 3.
Okay.
Score that.
1 point there. I get 2.
Yeah. Damn it. Dead.
Multi-hit games for DJ LeMahieu.
Oh, no.
Hubs, he sneaky had kind of a lot. Right?
Yeah. Hubs said 53. Tommy said 51. Marty said 65.
65?
I said 60. He's at 26.
I feel pretty good about
it. He's pretty
that.
High
it's
on
the.
It's
going to be between me and you, maybe.
65?
He's pretty high on the AL.
Basically every game.
Between that and 333 strikeouts, what an idiot.
Yeah, you really were
Wait,
high.
You
on kind this of team.
Mush Garrett Cole. Damn it.
The lead league is 30 right now. So
once you said 333 strikeouts, the MLB was cracking down on Spider Attack.
Spider Attack.
Jason Dominguez home runs in the minors.
Okay, this is a tough one.
This is specifically per baseball reference. So,
well, he's got 0.
Yeah, he's got 0.
He literally just played the first game yesterday.
Teacher, that's per everything.
Look, I think the conversation that we had
Eli
there
Fisher.
Was like, what about Gulf Coast League?
No,
like,
I think
training
we said that one.
And,
we said that one in count.
Whoa, what?
Right. Like correct. That's what I'm
games.
Saying.
No, last night is the first
Yeah,
start.
Last night.
Count.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Hub said 17, Tommy said 8, Marty said 12.
17? What are you doing?
You
have a
Marty.
Big second half.
Fuck. I need to make it hot.
Total player and coach ejections. Hub said 7, Tommy said 12, Marty said 8. They're at 6 so far.
I said how many?
7.
Ooh. I feel pretty
Everyone
well,
just stay calm.
That'll be me or Marty.
Everyone have really calm second half. Yeah. Don't freak out.
And that's players plus coaches.
Damn
so,
it.
Like, the Mendoza thing, and
yeah.
That was a killer for that. This is September 22nd, attendance versus the Texas Rangers. Hub said 38.
Has that happened yet? No, it's September.
No, Hub said 38,000. Oh, Tommy
okay.
said 26,752. Marty said 27,225.
I feel great about my number.
The season high thus far is 42,714.
No, I don't.
A week ago.
Dude, that's a Texas Rangers
yeah,
in September.
Yeah, if the Yankees
we're
are out of it by then against
suck.
The Rangers in September.
I think it's
not.
Like
fuck,
a midweek
this is
game
at
also.
Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn it.
I'm pretty sure that's like a Thursday.
It's a Wednesday night.
We gotta
it's a Wednesday
people,
night.
Okay, I got to tweet people go that game. I'm going to buy tickets.
Buy 1,000 tickets.
Hey, Marty,
Marty gone.
Done.
Oh, he turned his camera off. He's still in.
You still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Trevor Bauer, ERA.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how this one's going to work. Yeah.
How's this one work?
This one might be decided, actually.
I think we all should get 3 points for this
no,
one.
No, 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 because I know I get 3 points for this one.
This ERA actually could be final.
Yeah.
That Hubs, could be his final ERA ever.
Hub said 3.98. Tommy said 3.6. Marty said 4.5. He's at 2.59. At the
you know
moment.
What? Baseball, ban him forever. Never let him throw another pitch,
yeah.
ever, especially
he was
not
on his
this
way
season.
To 4.5.
Yeah, he was creeping up there.
And then the tiebreaker regular season wins. Hubs had
101.
Tommy had 97. Marty had 99.
Yeah, Marty middled himself. I remember that. He had the last.
Oh, yeah, the worst possible.
That was pretty dumb.
And
that
they're
dumb.
At 40.
All right. So where's that put us?
46.
I feel like that was a balance.
Through.
No. We're not hitting the wins. I'm saying like.
Not with that attitude.
Winning
I stopped putting up. I stopped telling.
It's pretty. I think it's actually pretty.
I think
even.
It's pretty,
like,
even.
Pretty close.
We
Marty
all
has
have
3 points.
A dead loser, but I have 3 points, so I'm winning.
And I have 2, and Hubs has 1.
Damn it. Correct.
Yeah.
Damn it. Marty, before you hopped on, so you were at the College World Series. You watched Stanford play. I don't know if you remember a guy named Brandon Beck from Stanford, a pitcher. The Yankees took him in the second round. He's the guy who threw the wild pitch where Vandy won. That crazy.
Oh, fuck. I was there.
But he's actually good. That was just a bad moment that we're going to forget about. But there's reports that he might join the Yankees this year.
What?
Yeah. They said he's ready to go. They just need to build his innings up. But they think his stuff is MLB ready.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. That's how fucked we are in pitching?
We think that's Cashman's going to tell everyone. We don't need to make a trade. We got Brandon Beck.
And Severino's coming back.
You drive.
We're good to go. So
what about the Mets fucking getting Kumar Rocker?
Kumar? Yeah, that's not.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
And the Angels drafted 20 pitchers.
Listen, they're going to find a good pitcher out of there.
No, I honestly, I love that strategy.
Yeah. It's the only thing they need.
Like, dude, they right now they only need that. There has to be at least one good one out of there.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, and we were just about to do the second half preview. So we're looking at Glaber's got to start playing baseball again. That's ideal. Chapman's got to remember how to pitch. So those are two storylines. Do you have anything that like really just needs to happen for this to have any sort of chance?
The last game really fucked me up.
Yeah,
it fucked me up watching that. I was like, man, sweeping the Astros. And you know what? I was about to come on and say like after that series, like when Judge and Sanchez were doing like the cover up shit. Like I want people to hate us again.
Yeah.
I want us to be doing that shit. And it was like, oh, wow. Like, we're kind of getting a little bit of swagger back. People are laughing. And then that last game just fucking put us back five more games again.
Did you notice that Aaron Judge posted an Instagram, like, series recap video after that game?
I wish great series, guys.
We did it.
On to the All-Star.
We won the series. Way to go.
I felt like Tommy on after that because everyone's like, why are you freaking out, Marty? We still won the series. Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
Well, Marty, you missed it.
Oh, yeah. Marty, you missed the start of the show.
I decided to become positive for the second half. I will be positive vibes only. I think we're turning a corner.
Let's add another bet how long Tommy lasts.
We said second inning on Thursday.
Gary's going to ground out to third. No, roll
positive
over
vibes
pitch.
Only second half. We're about to turn a corner. We got a lot of talent. We just got to start playing better baseball, start making some better contact.
I can't do the Aaron Boone spiel again. I can only hear that once.
You're only positive right now because we haven't played before.
Yeah, we literally haven't played a game. That's probably why.
To reset my brain. But I'm going into the second half with childlike optimism.
And of course, obviously, well, this comes out, so like tonight we're the only game and we have to fucking suffer through it with the Red Sox.
Thursday, but yeah.
Tonight.
We might put this out.
We're going to put this out probably like right away. Okay, then I liked what you said there then. But yeah. Oh, by the way, the Yankees, did you see what they opened at Thursday night?
No.
Minus 188.
There's Vegas people. What are they? Shit out.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, though, I'm probably still going to be a sucker.
It's already been bet down to minus 140.
You can't even take minus 20. That's just stupid, dude.
It's insane. Like, why do they do this to us?
We haven't beat them yet.
We literally have not defeated the Red Sox. Minus 188. On Montgomery against so E-Rod. Stupid. Get the fuck out of here. What else do I have here? You had sex with a really tall girl.
we gotta bring that on every platform.
You know, I texted Tommy. I was like, you know what? I don't like that. You don't know everyone's situation. What happened, Tommy? How does that?
Everything we do on the Jersey Shore house all of a sudden ends up on the Yak somehow.
Oh,
like it's funny. Like I'm fine with like Big Ev like lost feeling in his legs and fucking face planted on the beach completely sober. Like
what?
His legs fell asleep.
Incredible.
I did not know that. And he tipped over.
I've never seen someone tip over like that. He was dead sober too. It wasn't like he was drinking or anything. And like that shit's funny. Like Glennie's a terrible cook. A spider threw up with raw meat. But we don't need that stuff coming back.
We don't need that. I mean, come on. We gotta have a little bit of, you know. Enough content will come out of that house without what happens at 3 a.m.
Tommy's rattled city right now.
Whatever. It's out there already. Like I said, I don't care.
We talked to Tommy. Well, Tommy texted Eddie. He's like, what did I do wrong? Like, why am I coming in? Yeah. He goes, I have no idea why you're coming
in. Oh, yeah. Dave, like, the other day, was like, I got to sort some things out with you on like, the Dave Porno show. And I played my entire life back in my head. I was like, what could I have done wrong in this past week? And it was just that, thankfully.
Of course.
Yeah, whatever. Another life.
I don't want to bring it up. I don't want to bring it up more, but like, how was the table? Was he ripping on people?
At the wedding.
Dana really just got the brunt of everything. Dave was ready to rip on Marty, where he was like, "There's no way Marty's at a wedding. I've caught this guy in so many lies." We reminisced on Uncle Herb, and he ripped out his phone. Like watching, it's like the art and the artist watching Dave. Type out these tweets that you know are just going to eviscerate people, and then like seeing him on Twitter, it's really a beautiful thing.
Yeah. When I was in the airport going through security, so I got my phone. I saw Dave Portnoy. I'm like, send me a picture of the wedding. I'm like, what? It's like, what, why do I have to send you when you want to know how my wedding was or something? You never, you don't give a shit. And then I saw a tweet. So I'm like, oh God, I'm going to get him this picture now.
I said, like, I was expecting this. If you weren't really at a wedding, I was like waiting to see Quig sneak away from his table and
Photoshop,
flip out a laptop to edit something.
If I wasn't at that wedding, I don't know if I'd be able to come back to the office.
Oh my God. You had to see Dana today on the rundown. Oh my God.
Dave Portnoy show too.
Oh, Dana. Dana is a defeated human being on the rundown today. My God.
But yeah, another life thing that might – you see my elevator dilemma? My building is just shutting down my elevator.
Did you – so no, I'm sure you've seen Spider's email about that. Like,
I wrote it with him.
He read it on the Yak today. That is an all-time
slaughter. Oh, he did?
Did he slaughter, destroy him?
It's so, like – it's a great email.
It's a great email, yeah. No. Basically, my building has – like 30, well, it's a few buildings within one, but my building within the building is 30 floors-ish, two elevators. They already are sometimes slow and you got to wait. And we had an email yesterday, a casual email, like, hey, doing some elevator renovations. One of them will be shut down for 23 weeks, and then the other one will be shut down for 23 weeks. That's a full fucking year of only having one operating elevator. That's insane. The lines are going to be through the roof, out the door.
That deserves free rent, 100%.
We sent an email. We were like, this better be made up for. We will publicly trash blank blank company at every single opportunity.
Oh, wow.
Bring that, like,
full guns blazing.
Full guns blazing. We said, like, if they respond and are like, and like, because Dave quote tweeted my tweet, KFC did, Big Cat replied to Spider. Like, it's out there where if they might just be like, you know what, let's just shut these kids up, give them free rent for a year. I'll become a propaganda machine for this company so fast you have no idea.
Now, let me ask you this.
Kim Jong-un in North Korea. I'll be like, yeah, this is the best company, and this is the best complex in the world. Necessary renovations.
Free rent for the year. Would you walk up and down? It's like 15 flights, right?
Yeah, I probably would.
You would walk up and down every time for 15
free rent.
Yeah, free rent. I mean, that's we're talking thousands.
Imagine bringing a girl back to your apartment and be like, we got to walk up 15 flights of stairs right now. No.
Why? The deal is made.
The probability.
We didn't shake hands or sign anything.
Any guest, my parents come, they got to walk up.
Yeah, everyone. You got to make
it. I'll do it if it's only me.
15 flights is a lot, bro.
That's a lot of walking.
I know.
The odds of, like.
That's why the people on Twitter are like, ever heard of stairs, bro? What part of 30 fucking floors do you not get?
Well, it's 15, but it's 30.
But for some people,
it's 30.
For some people, it's 24. You know, people on the 26th
floor. At that point, you just don't leave your apartment again.
Wait, so how's it been? Has it been crowded?
It didn't start yet. It starts the 19th or something.
I did say that one guy who brought up that second elevator that's waiting to get renovations. It already needs renovation. It's going to get a lot of weight on it.
That's the other thing, is not to jinx anything. Like, they're not old, crickety elevators. They're pretty modern. They're just going to look slightly nicer. Like, we're shutting things down for a year to put, like, a fucking mirror in the elevator.
There's a 100% chance that the working one breaks down at some point, too.
Yes.
You think?
Yes.
That happens, actually.
100% chance that happens.
Any chance it's a typo?
Somebody replied to me and was like, what if they just meant 2 to 3 weeks?
Yeah.
But no, because it's been 24 hours. They would have corrected that by now. And people were like, no, that sounds about right.
Now, what about that one guy?
China built a skyscraper in 2 months, apparently.
You think about the one guy who said, get to the second floor and then take the elevator from there and beat everyone?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, but I mean, you're just going to get such dirty looks when you walk in. You cut the line, but you're going to just get the dirtiest looks of all time.
Yeah, that's fair. That's tough.
I say, like Marty, like when we were at Common Ground, or like just whip out, like, can we order this line in terms of like Twitter followers, Instagram followers?
Yeah,
like,
that's a real good one.
I actually work for Barstool. I'm going to go to the front of this line.
You won't get dirty looks that way. You certainly
you
won't get dirty looks that way.
Like, I actually work for Barstool Sports. I get to go to the front. Imagine, this is the biggest dick move of all time.
My God.
What you should do, there's a company now where you can buy like fast passes for like bar and club lines.
You should do that for amusement parks.
It's based on that, but now you could do it at like college bars.
Huh.
The people that invented it were here the other day. They were talking about it on the Yak.
Huh.
I don't know.
I met them in Michigan.
Yeah, so you should just devise that, but for like apartment building elevators, and
that's
then sell yourself the only fast pass.
Right. Or sell the fast pass and run a business.
Right,
or just have two working elevators.
That too.
Wait.
Now, we were saying there is a chance. Then instead of free rent, this backfires and we get like evicted, and they're like, "We won't take your threats." Because the other time, me and Spider conspired on an email together was senior year of college, writing for sitcoms. Our spring semester, And the whole thing was you pick a show and you write a fake scene for the show every week, like your own made-up scene. I did Curb, Spider, I think, had Always Sunny. And there was this girl, Leslie Ann, fucking bitch, was writing out, chose Modern Family, and she was taking real scenes from the show. She was just copying and pasting actual dialogue from the show and passing them off as her own. And everyone in the class was like, oh, my God, this is so funny. Like, this is the best. Like, and I was fuming. Like, look, I'm not a rat in terms of, like, if someone's cheating on a math test, I don't care. But when we're cheating on, like, something creative like that, when we're all busting our ass for these other good scenes, I wanted her dead. So I said, like, one time, nobody picked up on this, but, like, you would give feedback after the scene was read. You'd give feedback to her. And I one time was like, oh, yeah, like, that was really funny. Like, I love that you used an actual scene from the show. Like, that was great. And nobody picked up on it at all. So we're like, all right, we got to go round two. So Spider, we crafted up this email where, again, we did the same, where we played dumb and we're like, I noticed Leslie Ann is using actual scenes from the show. Is that what we're supposed to be doing? Like, we were under the impression we're supposed to be making our own. Like, we noticed Leslie Ann is just using scenes from the show. Is that fine? And she responded and got more mad at us than she was like, what a stupid fucking question. Of course you're not supposed to be doing that. Like, ugh. I think, like, this should have been brought to my attention sooner. We got in more trouble than fucking the plagiarizer.
I love it.
Yeah, I agree. I love that. Remember when Hot Sean, like, sent an email from, like, and said,
yeah, that was crazy.
That was insane.
What he wanted, like, Spider to write a professor note saying that Hot Sean was failing his class because of work or something, his internship. But then he just on Twitter was like, that never happened. Who knows? Hot Sean. Yeah.
When do you come back?
I'm back tomorrow.
Okay. All right. I got nothing else for the show.
Me and Tommy are going to the shore again.
No invite from me.
You want to come?
Maybe.
All right. Me and Tommy, we're getting close again.
Again? I mean, we never were. What, do we grow apart drastically? No, me and Marty are friends.
Maybe I'll come.
We're all friends.
Are
maybe
we?
Maybe one day all three of us can be friends together.
No.
Let's not be ridiculous.
Sounds horrible. All right, that's the show. We'll see you back here on Monday after the Yankees-Red Sox 4-game series. Very, very important. Please fucking win a game. Later.
Well, this is John Sterling. You've been listening to Short Course, byproduct of Barstool Sports.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.